Español fue mi primer idioma hasta los 4 o 5 años, cuando empecé a ir a la escuela. Desde allí mis papás se dieron cuenta que tenía que aprender el inglés porque era necesario. Y hasta la fecha ya puedo hablar bien los dos idiomas que son español y inglés. I'm sure most of you guys didn't understand what I was saying, not even a single word. I'm pretty sure most of you were confused or thinking, what the heck is she saying? Well, that used to be me when I didn't know any English. When I was little, I was raised to Spanish only. When I first started school, I was so confused at first and didn't know what to do or what was going on. During the moment, I felt really bad because I wasn't like the other kids I would see at school. Like right away, you could feel the vibe that you were different from the others. There would be times that I would go home crying because sometimes I would get judged by the way I looked or talked since the kids would look at me weird or would even make fun of me because I couldn't pronounce well the words. And I would have an accent. When I started elementary school, the teachers put me in this special class called ELL, where I would get extra help from my English to get better. Every year, the teacher would make me take tests to see where was I at, to see if I was learning or improving. Luckily, I would pass my test with scores of 5, which was like the highest score you could get to pass. It was like receiving a 10. By fourth grade, I didn't have to take those classes no more because I would pass all of my tests. But being bilingual is hard because you have to know when and where is appropriate to speak one of the languages. Like for example, I could only speak Spanish when I'm at home or when I'm with my family because most of them don't understand English and it would just be disrespectful if I was just talking to them in some other language that they don't even know of. And at school, or when I'm with my friends, I will speak English, or if it's necessary. There will be times that it will get chaotic for me because I had to learn like the rules of both language, or how to say some things and such. And when it comes to translating, it's just sometimes hard because you're already thinking on what to say and to just translate better. After all, it was worth going through all of the struggles and challenges because now that I'm fluent, I can help people by translating and by many other ways. I also have more opportunities for jobs and for money and for many more things as well. Being able to speak two languages is just makes my life a bit easier, to be honest. I'm proud for being bilingual because it just feels nice when I receive compliments from my family members or from other people who notice when I translate or help the people. Now, being bilingual, it could now open doors to many new paths and knowing that I'm making my parents proud. This is who I am, and all of that hard work was worth it.